Patient's name is Tanner Mayton, first name T-A-N-N-E-R, last name M-A-Y-T-O-N. Date of birth is 11/25/2016. Date of service is 6/1/2022. History of present illness. This 5-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his mom. Mom states that they had a tele visit with Texas Children's Pediatrics last week, and he was diagnosed with a staph infection on his lower extremities, in which he was given a prescription of Keflex and hydrocortisone cream. She's been giving him that Keflex since then. However, it seems to be getting worse. Now she's concerned that it might have actually been impetigo, and she's worried. Allergies, doamoxicillin, current medication, just that Keflex and hydrocortisone cream. Medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure, secondhand smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 102 over 54, heart rate 62, respiratory is 18, temp 98.5, O2 100, and he weighs 49 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, is mucus membranes on moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bowel bounce times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuroanal times 4, gait steady, his skin is warm, dry. He does have a rash all throughout his lower extremities, honey-crusted lesions, some with purulent drainage noted, and he also has a lesion on the back of his head, right in his hairline, just approximately 2 centimeters in diameter, also appears to be honey-crusted lesion. Assessment and plan, number one, impetigo. Patient is already on Keflex, which is appropriate treatment for that impetigo, but he's only been on it since Friday, so I told mom to continue on this medication. It does seem to be the appropriate dose, but I did tell her to discontinue the hydrocortisone cream, and I will prescribe mupirocin to apply to those affected areas twice a day or up to 3 times a day for 10 days. If he has any worsening of condition, she is more than welcome to follow up with us or Texas Children's Pediatrics. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions, and she has none at this time.